What's good, Coochie Gang? It's your girl, Chris, and I'm back at y'all with the monthly episode 2. The PCOS struggle is real. So this month, you know, September was PCOS Awareness Month, and I'm going to be showing you guys excerpts from my speaking engagement at the University of Oklahoma this past Tuesday. So I was invited by my sister chapter of Period Inc., which is on OU's campus, the OU Women's Health Advocacy. I was able to speak to them in the College of Medicine about my PCOS journey, how to be aware with their PCOS, how to advocate for those that they love that have PCOS, and just how to have more body autonomy and body positivity. After that video is over, I will be back with some more special announcements and some upcoming events with the monthly. So tap back in with me after. What's good, gang? It's your girl, Chris at the Monthly. We made it to OU, baby. We're here tonight for the OU Women's Health Advocacy College of Medicine event for their first general meeting for the fall semester. I am here with my sister chapter of Period, the OU Women's Health Advocacy. As y'all know, I am the president of the Inc. Advocates of Oklahoma City at Period, and I am here to be able to give information, receive information, and we're gonna catch a vibe, so stay tuned. The University of Oklahoma, located in Norman, is a public institution that was founded in 1890. OU has a total undergraduate enrollment of 21,294 students as of fall 2022, with a gender distribution of 49% male students and 51% female students. The OU Women's Health Advocacy Organization on campus has menstrual product stations all over campus, with designated members keeping those stations stocked and ready and available for use. The following talk was held in the Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Communication on campus, and this talk was filmed on Tuesday, September the 26th, 2023.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys. Okay, sure. Awesome. Perfect. All right, y'all. So, as the beautiful Emily said, my name is Christian Cross. I am a PCOS warrior of a little over 10 years. I also have stage 3 endometriosis as well. I am the founder and president of the Inc. Advocates at Period Oklahoma City. That is my vice president, Dawn, back there. She is also here today. And I am also the founder and host of the monthly podcast. My podcast advocates for reproductive and period health rights and justice because of what I have. So I just want to be able to spread that word. So I want to thank the University of Oklahoma and OU Women's Health Advocacy for having me here today. I was so excited to get to you guys. So thank y'all so much for having me. I really do appreciate it. So before I get started, let me be vehemently clear. This is our space for the next hour. We are cultivating this space for the next hour. This is a safe space. If there is anything that you want to share with me privately, openly, any questions you want to ask me in the Q&A session after I speak, please know this is open dialogue and an open discussion to be able to do so. It does not leave this room. It is y'all and it is me tonight, okay? Now that we got that out of the way, I'm going to start with a little icebreaker question. How many of you either have PCOS, and I know this is PCOS Awareness Month, but I'm a person of inclusivity. So endometriosis, adenomyosis, uterine fibroids, show of hands. Has anybody experienced any of these symptoms, any of these items? Do you know anybody that has? Yes, okay. Do y'all know if that person knew what they had going on prior to being diagnosed by a doctor? And I'm pretty much a part of that demographic as well. So basically, PCOS is polycystic ovary syndrome, and what happens is there's an abnormal amount of androgens, which is considered the male sex hormone, in the reproductive area, which can lead to irregular or no periods due to lack of ovulation, and excessive body acne, excessive body hair, which the medical term for that is hirsutism, and then, of course, those small fluid-filled sacs that attach to the ovary and, unfortunately, can become ovarian cysts, and that's what happened with me. So now that we've got that out of the way, a little bit of statistics, 6 to 12% of childbearing age, which is considered 18 to 44 years of age at this time, which is translated to about 5 million people in the U.S. have this condition, with 70% of people having this condition worldwide. So I was always an active kid. I was in marching band from middle. I played the flute, the saxophone as well, through middle school all the way through the collegiate level. I went to Prairie View at HBCU right outside of Houston, Texas. So this is what I've always done, been active in some kind of way. I became sexually active at 16, and my mama wasn't playing that, so she put me on the depot shot. I don't think at the time that she even fully realized what it did for an adolescent body, but I took it faithfully just to be good to my mom so I wouldn't get in trouble, right? So after I stopped taking it when I turned 19 and I got to college, my body settled. So I was living my best life for a couple of years. No period. I'm footloose and fancy free. Everything is good. When I turned 22 years old, y'all, my periods came back with a vengeance, and they brought Miss Ovarian Cysts with them. It was so bad. Again, like I was telling you guys earlier, to the point where I was literally in the ER every month or every other month. I was diagnosed with everything from gallstones to kidney stones. They literally diagnosed me with everything but my root issue, which ended up being PCOS. I became an exotic dancer at 23, and one day I was at work and I passed the hell out. I scared all of the customers. I scared all of my staff. By the time I came to, I was already in the hospital, and the ER doctor that was talking to me was saying a term, ovarian cyst. Never heard of that before. Again, I was being diagnosed with gallstones and all of, you know, all this other stuff. So I never knew what ovarian cyst was until I got sick. I'm going to be transparent in saying that I did not have an adequate gynecologist at the time, nor did I do my due diligence after I found that out with preventative maintenance, making sure my body is okay after that, because I felt like I'm working out every night, literally with my job. So I'm okay. I'm fit. I'm good. You know, I'm not worried. I'm eating okay. Not worried about it. Wrong. So fast forward. I'm 24 years old at this point. I got married. I get married. We're trying for a child. The entire, even before we got married, we were trying for a child, and it was not happening. So from there, I finally had, because I had your share of rude gynecologists, I had male gynecologists. I tried to go that route, and I was like, okay, I just don't want a man touching me. That's it. I tried it. I'm good. I don't want to do it anymore. So I finally received, her name is Dr. Donna Duran. She's actually still in practice, but she's not taking new patients. And everybody I tried to recommend to her, they tell me, oh, she's not taking patients anymore. But she was the best gynecologist and the best surgeon in Texas. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. So this was all going on before I even moved to Oklahoma. September 21st, it's been 6 years since I had that fibroid surgery. And I went in that morning, one woman, and I came out a completely different woman. She literally changed my life. However, she was very transparent with me. She said that after your uterus settles, it's going to take about a year to do that. So no heavy lifting, no lifting over this amount, you know, of pounds and whatnot. But ovarian cysts will come back. So she warned me. So this is the time I started taking it seriously. I was getting older. I'm 29 at this point. I was diagnosed with the PCOS at 22. At 29, I was diagnosed with stage 2 endometriosis. Didn't even know I had it. So I'm like, these are all the years where I was just feeling this pain and I didn't understand what the hell was going on. There's a term for it now. And now I'm so far deep. So, of course, the mental side of you, you start to freak a little on the inside because you're thinking, what could I have done differently, right? Went to the hospital via ambulance from work. So it's visible. I'm literally leaving out of the building on a gurney, right? So I'm out 3 days because of this. My doctor said, no ma'am, no ham, no turkey. Do not go back to work. You rest your body. Rest your body. And I did just that. When I got back to work, I was taken to the principal's office, if you will, and I was told, due to excessive absences, we're about to suspend you for 6 days. So I'm already gone 4 days plus six. That's 10 days. That's 2 weeks, business weeks. I missed a check because of this. And so now I advocate for menstrual equity in the workplace, for menstrual equity just period, no pun intended. And from there, I created the monthly. The monthly started on my birthday, May 21st, 2022. And that was my catalyst, because who are you to tell me that I can't work after my body is okay? Who are you to tell me that I can't go home because I'm not okay? I can't be my optimal self here at work if I'm doing this every 5 minutes. I can't be cordial to my coworkers, cordial to the members that I talk to on the phone, cordial to my bosses, because every 5 minutes I'm mentally thinking about how these cramps are killing my soul. So this is what I say to you guys before we get into Q&A. Advocate for yourself. Advocate for your friends. Advocate for your family. Even though a lot of you told me, hey, I've never experienced that before, I don't know what that is, you make sure your doctors are doing what the hell they are paid to do. It is pertinent that y'all make sure that they are doing the work, because they will tell you anything, they will give you anything, and if you don't do the research, you may be taking something that doesn't even agree with your body. I was that victim. And so this is why I do what I do for the monthly. This is why I do what I do for Inc. Advocates, because I want more people. We get so much misinformation. The internet, other people we know, books, and the like. Let's be that demographic that gives people genuine, and organic information. We deserve it. As women, we deserve it. Our bodies are so susceptible and so vulnerable to so much. And we deserve everything that's good and just for our bodies. I'm all about body autonomy, body positivity, all of that. That's what I stand for, because I'm a hefty girl. I got my Hawaiian rolls and hey, you know, but it doesn't matter what shape you are, what you look like, or any of that. Make sure that you are your star player and you're always good, especially when it comes to your health. We spend money on concerts. We spend money on the food that we love. We spend money on trips. Put that back into your body. It's only right. You know what I mean? So, again, like I said, I know that you guys haven't directly experienced it, but advocate for your friends. When it's time for you to go for your annual, have a list of questions. I don't care if you have the most fluttering, fleeting pain or feeling and it goes away and it never happens again. Put that shit down and let them know, because that can turn into something that you can't get a hold of if you don't ask the questions.
All right, Coochie Gang. As always, thank y'all so much for tapping in every month with the monthly podcast. I just want to let y'all know that everything y'all doing, I see it, and I truly appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. The Coochie Gang has doubled in size, and I can't do nothing but be grateful for y'all being here, because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't be where I'm at with this. So thank y'all again so much. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and of course I will be having my honorary breast cancer awareness episode. Some of my friends recently on socials have lost good family members, close family members to the cancer, and I just want to do my part in my little place of the world with the monthly to honor those, and even honor the Coochie Gang members that actively have the cancer. We gonna find a cure, y'all, but I'm just gonna be here to show y'all just a little more extra love. Also, the monthly After Dark, my audio show, my explicit audio show, it starts in October as well. So if you would like to be a guest, please DM me. I'm booked through the end of the year, but I am actively looking for guests for February through October of 2024. So make sure you DM me or email me at themonthly@gmail.com so we can go ahead and get that started. Also, as of last night, y'all, the monthly merch house is up and is active. I'm having a pre-order event through October the 12th. So if you guys would like some merch, hit me up on socials. I'm at The Monthly on all socials. DM me, email me, shit, send a smoke signal, and tell me what you guys want, and I'll make sure I can get that fulfilled for y'all. As always, the Coochie Gang, thank y'all so much for supporting me. Thank y'all so much for loving me, and I'll see y'all next month. Peace.